This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. A British publisher has bought the world rights to Monica Lewinsky's story. Michael O'Mara Books, based in London, is relying on a formula that worked well before. The company has hired Andrew Morton, author of the best-selling biography of Princess Diana, to write Monica's story. NPR's Dean Olshor reports now that plenty of people in the publishing world are asking if anyone will want to read it.
Many American publishers apparently felt the answer was no. At least the feeling was that there would not be enough readers to justify an advance in the millions of dollars, which Monica Lewinsky was reportedly asking. Michael O'Mara refuses to say how much he's paying.
No, I never reveal the sums of money that I make in contracts with my authors.
Although O'Mara does admit Lewinsky will get considerably less than she would have from other offers that she apparently thought dwelt too much on the sleazy. Any publisher faces a big challenge. We know the story already. In fact, so many of the details of the story have already been published and interpreted ad nauseum that Sybil Steinberg, a senior editor at Publishers Weekly, believes that has to hurt the book's chances.
I really don't think there's much to read. Only people who are truly interested in what Monica's childhood, her affairs on the West Coast, her dreams about life, her feeling of betrayal because she was obviously so unsophisticated she saw a future with the president. I guess there are people who want to read every last thing.
Steinberg also acknowledges the potential influence of Lewinsky's unpaid interview with Barbara Walters, which O'Mara hopes will air at the time of the book's release. It could go either way. Perhaps the interview will satisfy the public's curiosity. O'Mara is banking on the Walters interview as a doorway to the bestseller list, and Steinberg thinks it could happen.
If a lot of people watch that interview and Monica comes off as a different kind of person than frankly we think she is, maybe there will be more of an audience for the book.
And O'Mara promises the book will present a Monica Lewinsky the world has not yet seen.
We have a girl who's really even still very, very young, even though she's well-educated and bright, who got mixed up by making the mistake of falling in love with the most powerful man in the world, mixed up in an awful, bloody power struggle. And let's say she was in well over her head, and it's not surprising that she came out a big loser in it.
We'll know in February whether we learn meaningful things about Monica Lewinsky from Andrew Morton's book. As for today, Judy Quinn, who covers the book industry for Variety magazine, believes the deal says a lot about the current state of the publishing world, which not too long ago was paying exorbitant advances for, say, O.J. books, some of which bombed miserably.
I think the publishing industry is in a bit of a correction and less likely to jump on the bandwagon and go crazy. And people don't seem to mind that somebody got it and they didn't.
They may feel differently in February when the book comes out, but as for now, Quinn says she doesn't know of any publishers who think the Lewinsky book was the big one that got away. Dean Olshor, NPR News, Washington.